is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us in Free Talk Live. .com. We're going to start things out here with another guest, which is very unusual. And honestly, we double booked and it was a complete accident. But he's here with us, and I was hoping we could have him last night after his trial or his hearing or whatever it was called. Brad Jardis is here from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, one of the only cops in the country who actually has the courage to join Law Enforcement Against Prohibition while still on duty as a cop. And boy, did they go after you for it, didn't they, Brad?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Yes, they certainly did. My police chief recommended to the Board of Selectmen that I be fired, and that's what the hearing was for last night.
Now, you were a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition a few years ago when I first met you.
I've been active in LEAP, I think, since 2004, but this year in February, on February 22nd, the state's largest conservative newspaper, and I think the largest newspaper in general, ran a story, and the title of it was Opposing the Drug Laws They Enforce, and it featured me and two county jail superintendents, and the article identified that I worked for the town of Epping, New Hampshire. And once that happened, I started getting mistreated by members of the command staff.
That was the first time in your history of being with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition that it was ever revealed which police department you worked for publicly, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I would never go out and purport to speak for anyone other than myself and LEAP. And, it's not appropriate to say, oh, I work here. You know, I would say, look, I've been a police officer for now over 11 years in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and let me tell you what I've learned and why what we're doing is just creating all sorts of problems and treating people unfairly. So, I tried to be very diplomatic about it and just say I'm a guy who lives in the state who has some experience in this area.
Absolutely. So they finally decided to target you for retaliation because you are a Law Enforcement Against Prohibition officer, which means that you'd understand, you've come to the conclusion that the war on drugs is hurting more people than it's possibly helping. It's doing real significant damage, more damage than the actual drugs themselves, more damage than overdosing from drugs. And we could go on and on the prohibition topic, and we certainly have in the past. But I want to focus more on the targeting that was done of you, because one of the reasons why a lot of cops who may agree with you privately, they may say, say things to you via email or personally that, oh, Brad, I like what you're doing, but, I'm basically too chicken-esque to actually do anything myself about it because they themselves are worried about what happened to you. They're worried, and rightly so, about being targeted for coming out of the closet, if you will, as somebody who is in law enforcement but not necessarily believing in all of the things that law enforcement is doing these days, specifically the drug war. These cops are scared, aren't they?
Yes, and like you said, there certainly seems to be good reason. One other thing that that sort of got me put in the sight, so to speak, is I'm a very very large supporter of the Free State Project. In fact, I'm out right now at Taproom Tuesday in Manchester, which is it's at Murphy's Taproom. It's owned by a Free State participant, and there are there are dozens of Free State Project members here, which basically are people that believe that the government should be leaving people alone and not interfering with their personal lives. And it's some of the best people I've ever met. And last night there was about 70 activists that came to my termination hearing.
Yeah.
But back to
that's 70 people, by the way, in a little town, by the way. I mean, yeah. Epping, New Hampshire.
And I'd like to know from you, Brad, was that beneficial in your opinion or was that detrimental? What do you think?
Oh, I would absolutely say it was beneficial. I mean, one of the members of the Board of Selectmen in the town of Epping excoriated my police chief and, I mean, basically tongue-lashed him and the lieutenant for how I was treated. and 70 people broke into applause. And I mean, it was, you know, it was very loud. And Sam from Obscure Truth was there, and he managed to film the whole thing. And I can't describe what they tried to do to me anything more than as a hit job. And what's very interesting is I was fully expecting to be fired, but these members of the Board of Selectmen who've known this police chief for years, because you know he's been the police chief there for I think 29 years, their case against me was so bad that his case against me was so bad that they couldn't even back him up to fire me. Because he wanted to. I mean, it was just so glaringly obvious that he was picking every little mistake that I made in the last, since 2001, since I've worked there, and tried to paint a picture of me as a terribly ineffective, mentally unstable, untrustworthy person.
Right. You've been so untrustworthy and so so unstable and so dangerous that they decided to wait until now, 10 years later or whatever, to actually proceed to fire you for this minuscule stuff that went on literally years and years ago. And lots of cops make mistakes. People in all jobs make mistakes, and especially when you're a cop, they tend to just let all that stuff fall by the wayside. But now all of a sudden they dredged it all up for the point, just out of nowhere, just decided to go after you. And it's totally because you're a member of law enforcement against prohibition.
I think that is, I think that's glaringly obvious. And, I am far from perfect. I've made mistakes. And in fact, last night during the hearing, the chief brought up a bunch of things from my past, and I fully agreed with him. I said, I agree. I should have handled that better. I should have been more diplomatic. Yes, I agree with him there. You know, that was, I wish I could go back in time and change that.
Sure.
But, that's just part of being human, and he attacked me for going out on sick leave. Once I had figured out that essentially the department command staff was working together with my union representative to try to set me up for something. I said to the Board of Selectmen, I said, look, I have an anxiety issue. I'm human. I take medication for it, and I see a doctor for it. And my doctor said I shouldn't be going to work when everyone's trying to stack the deck against me. And the selectman obviously agreed, because what the chief was trying to do was he was trying to fire me, and they said no. But what they did say is his original request, what started all this, was that I'd be suspended for 6 days. And they said, no, we're still going to impose that. And to me, that's unacceptable, because that has to do with this whole situation. And I filed my appeal today for the 6-day suspension. And also, I am now looking into possible civil action against my police chief, because he said yesterday during this hearing in public that I cannot testify in court, that I'm untrustworthy. And he literally has nothing to back it up. Nothing. Not a shred of anything to ever point to one lie I've ever told, to make such an outlandish statement.
Wow.
And this is a police chief who's been in office for many years. He's a member of the Police Standards and Training Council. He also admitted that he had other police chiefs in the state tell him that he should fire me. And he also admitted on tape.
As though, hold on a second, Brad, before you get to the next part, as though the other police chiefs know one thing about you, as though you've ever worked for them, as though they could say something to.
Right. That's pretty obvious that the reason they want to target you is because of your stand with law enforcement against prohibition. I mean, what else would a police chief from some other place in the state know about you?
Oh, that's it, Mark. That is the one thing that they know about me.
Right.
That I keep showing up at the state house and I keep opposing them. And the chief actually said that I was commonly referred to as a quote knucklehead. And interestingly, during the hearing yesterday, my chief actually called me pig-headed.
Jeez. Now, Brad, this is a guy that you had previously described as a good man.
I've heard this. I was going to ask about that myself.
You've said it over and over again.
Yes, and I think at heart he is a good person. He has a very, very good family, and he's a decent guy. I think, though, that he was put in a situation where some officers are unhappy, and the easier thing to do would be to take their side than do the right thing.
I'll tell you what, you've got more time, don't you?
Oh, I've got plenty of time for you.
Because I've got more. I've still got more questions. Hang on. More with Brad. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. He's my hero. 800-259-9231. You can, that's a serious statement, by the way. You can bring up anything. You can ask Brad a question or whatever goes. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, want to tell you about the bulletin board system. There are over 500,000 posts and a whole lot of trolls at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates on gold and silver that you're going to be able to get. And I've picked out some coins to make it easy for people who are sort of first timing at it. They're easy to check against. They really don't have any kind of collector's value. They're really all about the content of the gold and silver in them. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. We have also set it up so that you can, if you don't have, you know, like a bunch of money in savings that you can turn into gold and silver right now, you can do it on a monthly basis or a weekly basis or a biweekly basis, whatever it is that works for you, by calling this telephone number and doing it on layaway. The best thing to do is get like 20 coins at a time. It's best for shipping, 20, 25, thereabouts. And the number is 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And this could be like your little savings plan. You're probably not saving any other way, so this is a good way to do it.
All right, let's go back to Brad Jardis. He's with us from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition at leap.cc. That's their website, by the way. Highly recommended for anybody that is really into cops, or they maybe are a law enforcement officer, or maybe they just want to see what some really brilliant law enforcement officers have had to say about the mistakes they made when they were enforcing the war on drugs, and they finally realized down the line that what they were doing was wrong and that they were actually hurting the very people that they believed they were originally protecting. Brad, you're one of the few and the proud, one of the few Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members who's actually a current on-duty police officer, and this week it was looking like you might actually lose that status. However, you're still technically on the force. But what exactly did they find last night during this termination hearing? Because while you're technically on, you're not really back. What's going on?
I have been getting paid not to work since August 6th. And I'm not allowed to return to work. I'm on administrative suspension. It's actually administrative leave. It's not punitive. It's this like transitional neutral period where, you know, I still have my badge. I still have my firearm. I'm just not allowed to work. And the Board of Selectmen has ordered that I go through a psychological examination because five officers signed a statement. And they claim that I'm mentally unstable and that I can't carry a firearm, that they fear that I can't handle difficult situations. I mean, it's just this stuff that came out of nowhere after I made this this whole situation public, because they were upset that I went to the press and I made the public aware of what was happening.
Now, I'm curious, Brad, are these the same officers, the ones that signed the statement against you? Are some of those officers the same ones that were writing things on the back of your car and were drawing pictures of you as a gay man? I mean, can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that happened to you, and were they the same cops?
Yes. In fact, the letter was signed specifically by the officer who, the day after the article ran, he wrote on the back of my Volkswagen Jetta in the dirt. He wrote "pot for sale."
The same day as the article.
It was the day after.
Day after.
It was
okay.
The 23rd on Monday when I went back to work, and you know, another one of the guys who signed the article confronted me in the locker room and. About my about how, you know, basically what I've done is embarrassing to him. And you know what just strikes me as the funniest thing is that people in the law enforcement profession are supposed to be so tough and so, you know, so bad, but yet they can't handle intellectual discourse and they can't handle the fact that someone may associate them with me. And, you know, I never purported to speak for them or anybody else because, you know what, perhaps they've thought about the issue and this is how they feel. They think drugs should be illegal. And you know what? They're entitled to that opinion. I think that opinion's wrong. I think it's immoral.
But Brad, you're not supposed to break rank. You're supposed to stay within the thin blue line. You're supposed to support the brotherhood no matter how many people they harm. How dare you?
Well, interestingly, one officer who was at the hearing last night had a shirt on that essentially it had a dead rat on the back of it, And on the front, it had the little EKG line that, you know, you see like on a heart monitor, and it like essentially showed that, you know, the rat was dead. And
so do you trust this?
Well, no, I want to hear more about the shirt, please, because this is fascinating to me. The dead rat on with the dead rat.
Actually, one of the activists pointed it out to me. I didn't even see it. I mean, I was just trying to stay away from this guy. In fact, this guy, this is actually kind of interesting. This guy, he actually confronted me one night at work. This guy, being the DARE officer, he told me he was going to kill me. He said he was going to effing kill me. He took his badge off, threw it across the room. This was at 2 a.m. Threw it across the room and challenged me to fight him in the back parking lot. I pointed this out to the Board of Selectmen, and one of the selectmen said to the chief, "Is this true?" And the chief's response was, "He didn't put it in writing."
Who? You didn't put it in writing?
Me, because I told the chief about it, and when the select woman said, "Is this true that he told you about this?" The chief said, "He didn't put it in writing."
Man,
and he never, you know.
So you didn't put it in writing, so therefore nothing needed to be done.
No, nothing. There was no investigation. No, nothing like that. To the credit of the officer who did say this, he later apologized. He's like, you know, I've got a really bad temper. You know, blah 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 blah. This, that, the other thing.
And, good man to have on the police squad. Man with a bad temper.
Well, when he approached me when he was apologizing, I used that as an opportunity to say, look, man, I said, let's talk about this drug thing because I know this is why you're so upset with me. And I tried my best to articulate to him. And, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate that there are people with such short tempers, because I think, you know, violence doesn't solve anything. And, you know, I mean, we're grown adults, and, you know, just the fact
that, he should know better as the DARE officer to not be taking steroids. So, this guy.
Well, DARE to resist drugs and violence. That's what DARE's about. And the other night at the hearing, last night at the hearing, you know, this stuff I had to bring up, not because I want to hurt anybody else, but because they need to understand, and I needed to articulate how I've been treated differently.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? I'm the unpopular person. Not because I don't do my job, not because I'm not effective. In fact, all my reviews, with the exception of one, are all stellar yearly reviews. Their issue with me is that I draw attention to them because I happen to work with them, and you know, I go out and I speak about the drug war, and I believe very strongly in you know, the libertarian ideals of the Free State Project. And you know, I always say, hey, I'm just doing what the quote unquote American thing is, and that is, you know, it's okay to disagree. And
well, wait, what about the code of ethics? This is something I found particularly interesting. I'd like to ask you a little bit about it when we come back, because I know you're familiar with it. So I'm going to bring you back more with Brad Jardis here in moments from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. They targeted him because he believes in ending prohibition. So far, their plan has not been completely fruitful. He's still on duty as a police officer, but not actually on the streets. They're paying him to stay home at this point. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine steam-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol. Far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. And especially if you've got a question for Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he is on the line with us and we'll take your calls. If you've got something you need to know from him, because he is going through a situation that's probably unlike any other police officer has had to go through in this country because, well, there aren't too many that are of the same caliber of Brad. There aren't too many that have had the courage to join Law Enforcement Against Prohibition publicly. There are a number of them that have joined privately, and that's great. I mean, you got to take whatever steps you feel comfortable with in this movement, that's for sure.
There are a lot of officers who have not necessarily joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, but they do hold the view that the drug war is misguided.
Correct. But I'm hoping that what will happen out of all of this is that Brad will come out victorious in this termination hearing that they had last night in the town of Epping, New Hampshire, to try to oust him from the police squad was not entirely successful. They did uphold his 6-day suspension. However, he's still technically a police officer. They're sending him to a psychiatric evaluation. However, he's still on the job. They could have terminated him last night, and they didn't, because about 60-plus or 70 liberty activists here in New Hampshire turned out from all across the state, people coming from all the west side of New Hampshire all the way over to Epping and the seacoast and everywhere else, coming out to support Brad. And, Brad, you would say that made a pretty big difference, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm man enough to admit I was pretty nervous going into that situation. I mean, it's a hard thing to deal with, you know, and I had to sit there quietly while the chief presented his case against me, and it was very it was basically I would interpret it as a smear job, and it was hard, you know, it was hard to sit there, but you know, I know I had a lot of people who support me, and you know, the things that I tried
There goes Brad. I think that we were having a little bit of technical difficulty with the VoIP lines that we have here in the studio. But we will get him back, and we will continue this conversation. So it was last night that that he was there in front of the Epping police, and I think this may be him coming back here. Brad?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem. I think we're having some technical problems. Anyway, so what were you saying?
I was just saying it was very empowering to have so many good people there, you know, and people who don't necessarily, I mean, and there's quite a few people who don't believe that there should be government police, but they still came out to show me support because they know that, you know, I believe in the liberty message, and I believe that, you know, if there are going to be police, they should be leaving people alone unless they hurt somebody else. And I don't think that's that an unreasonable thing to advocate.
Now,
so it was an amazing feeling.
Brad, you haven't been quite reinstated yet, but you know, it looks like you're going to be back on patrol doing the job that you
love. I don't know about that. Doesn't look like that, does it? I mean, this police chief's doing everything he can to stop that, isn't he?
Yes, that would be correct. He after the board voted to require that I undergo a psychological examination, which is fine by me. You know, I speak to a psychologist once a week. You know, it's helpful, and you know, I think there's a lot of people out there who do, but I just happen to not have a problem talking about it, and people shouldn't be afraid to admit that they're human and that they have problems. So yeah, I mean, I have to go speak to someone about whether or not I am safe to carry a firearm in the course of police duties.
Right.
And then after that, who knows? I mean, I'm in this state where I still have my credentials. I still am a police officer. I'm not on unpaid suspension. I just can't go to work.
At this event, you said that there was a guy basically what appeared to be wearing a T-shirt with a threatening message for you on it. My question is, do you want to work on this force anymore? Do you want to be backed up by a guy that, you know, apparently is threatening to kill you? At least that's what I'm hearing. The police chief...
That's not what I'm saying, though. Right. I know you didn't say it.
The
shirt certainly is threatening.
That's my interpretation of the of what
Dead
I heard.
Yeah.
There's a dead rat, you know, and that's enough
and
for me.
And a thin blue line wrapped. It's the shirt has a dead rat on it and a thin blue line. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so it's a gang shirt. They're using the gang symbol. The thin blue line is a gang symbol for the police. This is fairly common knowledge now, especially, you know, all you have to go is look it up. You can see it. Some cops wear, I saw one sheriff here in town wears a thin blue line, one of those rubber bracelet things that are so hip these days. He's got one that's black with a blue line running around it. And they many of them will also put thin blue line stickers on their regular vehicles so they can be identified as police officers, though. Nowadays, since people know their trick, that doesn't always work for them. Anyway, go ahead, Brad.
Those stickers are so unbelievably lame. I mean, I really think they're humorous. This particular officer who was there, I was accused wrongly of threatening an officer who had a drinking problem. I was accused of he accused me of saying that I told him that if he didn't support me, that I would tell people that he came to work hungover. And that is absolutely patently false. And when I started to speak about the specific situation, this officer who was wearing that shirt stepped up and yelled for me to stop talking. And the town's attorney wouldn't let me defend myself and talk about that particular officer and you know, the allegations, because they didn't want me to say things that would make another officer look bad. And again, I didn't want to make anybody look bad. I mean, I wasn't put in this situation because I wanted to do
it.
And I didn't even want to make this all public. I waited months and I gave the police chief, I had a grievance hearing in front of him and I was hoping he would do the right thing. And, you know, what's interesting is that at the meeting last night, the police chief told the Board of Selectmen that I came to his house and I was telling him some of the problems that were going on, and that he admitted that he told me to leave and he sent me away, and that he's like, I can't hear this. I can't hear this because I might have to deal with this later on. You know, so I mean, he essentially just admitted to blowing me off and not taking what I was saying serious. And then, you know, now, I mean, what choice did I have but to let the public know what was going on?
I think it was the right choice, by the way, because most of the time these termination hearings go on in private, but you elected to make it public.
Now, Brad, you had said that essentially from where you were sitting, it seemed like the police chief was trying to work with the union rep to set you up for something. So I take it.
No, the police lieutenant was working with the union rep. I told the police chief about it in an email by forwarding him a conversation. And he responded to my email, and I actually posted the email that he sent me back acknowledging it. I posted it at forum.freekeen.com.
Now, are you guys a local, though, as far as your police association goes, or are you affiliated with a national union?
It's the New England Police Benevolent Association. And what's interesting is the, you know, this officer was at my hearing wearing a no rat shirt. But what in police culture, what the union president did to me is what is considered ratting.
Yeah.
And that he heard that I had misused sick time when I really he heard someone say that I twittered that I was at the beach when I really wasn't. And this person who said it was a member of the community who I was friendly with, who was just joking around. And this the police union president, quote unquote, ratted on me. And you know, that's a term that is used in the police culture to identify an officer who reports misconduct on another one. And then an internal investigation was launched on me for something I didn't even do. And you know, and the union representative and the lieutenant both were in on it, but I wasn't. And he eventually was like my defense attorney while I was being investigated. I told the chief, and he didn't do anything about it.
More coming up here, Brad. You can stick with us, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, more with Bradley Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. What happens when one cop comes out against prohibition in favor of ending the war on drugs? This is what happens. He gets targeted for termination. Luckily, he's still technically on duty. We'll find out more in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, a national journal of libertarian opinion, news, investigation, and intellectual exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's KeroStove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. The calls will be given preference for Brad Jardis, member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, current on-duty cop, though I don't know if on-duty is really the right word to describe his working status. They've been targeting him for retaliation because he believes in ending prohibition because, well, he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And they've gone after him. He's been harassed at work by his coworkers over his viewpoint. But if it was just a little bit of harassment by the coworkers, that'd be one thing. It's another thing when the police chief himself decides to target you for termination. And what happened last night while we were on the air was a termination hearing out in Epping, New Hampshire, wherein you the place in which you work. And they were unsuccessful in their plan, their plot, to eliminate you from the payroll. However, they have mandated that you will be going to a psych evaluation. And apparently that's because you believe in freedom, or as they would put it, that you associate with anti-government elements, which, of course, I don't consider myself anti-government. I consider myself pro-freedom. Anyway, Brett, isn't that what they were accusing you of? Didn't they essentially bring up, dredge up evidence that you've been hanging out at freekeen.com and nhunderground.com and all these other radical sites?
Yeah, well, in fact, I emailed you earlier the documents that were presented at the public hearing and the internal investigation into me, which the chief used to support his request that I be fired. And in there, it didn't mention that that I post online, that I exercise my right to free speech at at the Free Keen Forum, and it seemed like they were trying to make a deal out of that. And the big thing that they were attacking me on was my decision to make this this matter public, and that pretty much is what led the police chief to say that I should be fired, and led him to dredge up every small mistake that I've ever made, since I've worked there. And he said some things that are completely unsubstantiated that he can't, they can't back up. And I'm definitely going to look into whether or not any legal action can be taken, because he said things that would smear my name. He said that I'm a liar, which is completely untrue.
Yeah, that would be libel.
Testify. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he said I can't testify in court. I mean, my credibility has never ever been in question ever. Whenever I've been accused of doing something that I shouldn't have, I've admitted to it. And for him to come in there and say things that are wholly inaccurate, I think just furthered what myself and my attorney were saying, and that they were trying to, that the police chief and the lieutenant were trying to set me up. And thankfully, the Board of Selectmen was fair, and they saw it, and they saw that that's what was happening. So they, you know, in my opinion, they rebuked the police chief and said, no, he's not fired. But, you know, five officers say that I am, you know, quote, mentally unstable. So, you know, they're going to have me speak to a doctor.
That just means he doesn't think like us.
So this is Brad, this is the thing that I keep coming back to. What's going to happen when it's over? Do you want to go back to this police department? Do you want to work for this guy? Do you want to work side by side with police officers that have bodily threatened you? And in my opinion, one of them appears to be threatening your life. Do you want to work with these people?
Well, you see, this is something that one of the members of the Board of Selectmen was asking me about. And it certainly is a very legitimate thing to ask, Mark. But it seems like I'm on an episode of Survivor, and because I've been voted off the island, because other people can't control themselves, and other people have problems, that I'm the one who should be punished. You know, I'm not the one who caused these problems. And went after someone for, you know, only doing things that, you know, that people in this country do to try to change things for the better. And, you know, for me to say, well, you know, these guys don't like me, you know, because I'm involved in something I believe in, and oh geez, I'm just going to go away. It just doesn't seem like the right thing to do, because, you know,
I think
honestly,
it's heroic.
I haven't done anything wrong. All I've done is try to change and eliminate bad laws. And
would it make sense? Here's a question just related, Mark, kind of back to Mark. Would it make sense to you, Mark, if you were to just go through this process of this trial by fire or whatever the heck it is that they're doing to him, to get through it, to win, to beat him in the civil lawsuit, and then to say, all right, I'm transferring to another department or something like that, just to kind of to get through what this is?
Oh, if it was me, these people have acted reprehensibly. I would beat them in every legal in a way that one possibly could. And you know, then I'd walk away from it. But
so
I'm just
you weren't saying to walk away now. You're saying
I'm wondering what Brad is, you know, what his thought process. What do you feel as far as going back to work at this place?
I'm a lot tougher than they think I am, and I would absolutely. If they called me right now and said you're reinstated, come back, I would walk back in and say, all right, where are the keys? Let me get back to work. So at this point, I would say I have every intention of returning to work and doing what I'm getting paid not to do right now.
And that's one of the funniest parts about all this. It just shows the absurdity of this system is they've been paying you
to go to yoga class. A lot. Yeah. I mean, I see your Facebook updates.
I've gotten really good at Bikram yoga. I mean, I'm telling you, it's great. I recommend it to everyone. I'm sorry, I just plugged someone, but it's really good yoga.
I like Bikrams too, but it's so silly.
Tell me about the attorney general. You'd mentioned that the police chiefs from across the state had gotten in touch with this police chief, and he admitted this in front of the selectmen last night, that the other police chiefs who don't know you from Adam, beyond the fact that you're in law enforcement against prohibition, have recommended that he fire you. Didn't the attorney general also weigh in?
I don't know how many police chiefs have said this to him, but the chief did tell me that I was the topic of conversation for the New Hampshire Police Standards and Training Council on more than one occasion. And the Police Standards and Training Council is the governing agency that regulates the certification of all police officers in the state, and they have the authority to revoke a certification, which in turn makes someone unable to serve as a police officer. And he serves on that board as a representative of a police department of a town. And there's 12 members of the board. And, you know, the simple fact that these people would make me the topic of conversation. You know, I mean, like, who do they think they are? I mean,
well, that's something Mark was saying during the break, is that they're giving you all of this attention, and they're so concerned about little Brad Jardis, one of the patrolmen in Epping, New Hampshire. It really shows
I'm really not that important.
Well, right. But to them, you are. Right. To them, you're a threat to the system and the status quo.
I mean, this is why the union rep is out after you, because the fact is they all know that the drug war is a big mess, and if one of their little minions steps out of line, I mean, the police union rep came out against a police officer? You could have raped a schoolgirl in the middle of the road, and that guy would have been behind you. But because you said that people should have the right to smoke pot if they want to, oh, my God, they threw you under the bus. I mean, that's these mixed-up people's idea of reality.
Back in 2004, I was accused of intentionally stopping a motor vehicle in front of a house that there was to be a drug raid at. And I had no idea that there was going to be a drug raid in this area. No one told me. And the lieutenant said that I was essentially hiding outside of the sergeant's office, and I overheard this. And then I intentionally stopped this car to botch a drug raid. And he requested that I be polygraphed because I vehemently denied it because it wasn't true. The police chief obviously discredited what the lieutenant was alleging because he just let it go. And then last night he used that as evidence to support me being fired. He used an investigation that he discredited back in 2004, 2005 to support me being fired. And, you know, I held it up in the air and I said, look, if a police officer did this, this would be a crime. You know, I mean, this obviously wasn't a big deal back then, but now it's a big deal because here we are, you know, and let's find every single thing that could make Brad look bad. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The saga has apparently just begun as well. Who knows what they're going to try next? I'm just glad they haven't really actually gotten violent with you. I'm glad that it's just been, you know, somebody posted him, drew a picture of you in a superhero outfit, titled it Gay Man, and posted it on your locker. I mean, that's the, you know,
what I'm worried about is if you actually were to go back to work with these people, and for some reason or another, one of these guys is backing you up and decides to frag you, and that's what concerns me.
They haven't done anything violent yet, and hopefully they won't.
Look, if they do something violent, who's going to do anything about it?
Well, there is that.
I mean, there's cops kill people and they get away with it. In this particular case, I just don't see that anything could happen.
It's one of the reasons why I think Brad is the most courageous cop I've ever heard of. Brad, thank you so much for spending your time with us here tonight. And I know that you'll call us back and keep us in the loop, right?
I will indeed, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, and enjoy getting paid for doing nothing. We'll talk to you later. All right, more on the way here, all brought to you by Totosack at Totosack.com. Get yourself one of these wonderful handles that'll help you bring the groceries back in from the car. Lickety-split, TOTASAK.com. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.